Chapter 27.
1. And you shall make the altar of acacia timbers, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height 3 cubits. 2. And you shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be a part of itself. And you shall overlay it with bronze. 3. And you shall make its pots to remove its ashes, and its shovels and its sacrificial bowls, and its flesh forks, and its pans. You shall make all its vessels to be bronze. 4. And you shall make a grating for it, a network of bronze. And you shall make 4 rings of bronze on the 4 ends of the net. 5. And you shall put it under the ledge of the altar from beneath. And the net shall be as far as half of the altar. 6. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia timbers. And you shall overlay them with bronze. 7. And its poles shall be brought into the rings. And the poles shall be on the 2 sides of the altar, for carrying it. 8. You shall make it hollow with boards. As he showed you in the mountain, so they shall make it. 9. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side southward, hangings for the court of twined linen, 100 by the cubit in length, for the one side. 10. And its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20 in bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. 11. And so for the north side in length, hangings 100 in length, and its pillars 20, and their sockets 20 in bronze, the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. 12. And the width of the west side of the court shall have 50 cubits of hangings, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. 13. And the width of the court for the east side eastward 50 cubits. 14. And the hangings to the side 15 cubits. Their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. 15. And to the hangings for the second side, 15. Their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. 16. And for the gate of the court a screen of 20 cubits, blue and purple and crimson, and twined linen, the work of an embroiderer. Their pillars 4 and their sockets 4. 17. All the pillars of the court round about shall be banded with silver, their hooks silver, and their sockets bronze. 18. The length of the court shall be 100 by the cubit, and the width 50 by 50, and the height 5 cubits, twined linen, and their sockets bronze. 19. As to all the vessels of the tabernacle, in all its service, and all its pins, and all the pins of the court, they shall be bronze.
20. And you shall instruct the sons of Israel, and let them bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to set up lamps perpetually. 21. In the tabernacle of the congregation from outside the veil which is by the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall arrange them from evening until morning before Yahweh, a never-ending statute for their generations, from the sons of Israel.
Chapter 28.
1. And you shall take to yourself your brother Aaron, and his sons with him, from among the sons of Israel, for him to serve as priest to me, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron. 2. And you shall make set-apart garments for your brother Aaron, for glory and for beauty.
3. And you shall speak to all the wise-hearted whom I have filled with a spirit of wisdom. And they shall make the garments of Aaron to sanctify him for his serving as priest to me. 4. And these are the garments which they shall make: a breast pocket, and an ephod, and a robe, and a tunic of woven stuff, a mitre, and a girdle. And they shall make set apart garments for your brother Aaron and for his sons, even for him to serve as priest to me. 5. And they shall take the gold, and the blue, and the purple, and the crimson, and the bleached linen. 6. And they shall make the ephod of gold, blue, and purple, crimson and bleached, twined linen, skilled work. 7. It shall have 2 shoulder pieces at its 2 ends, and it shall be joined together. 8. and the band of the ephod which is on it, like its work, shall be of it, gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached, twined linen. 9. And you shall take 2 onyx stones, and you shall engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel. 10. 6 of their names shall be on the one stone, and 6 of the remaining names on the second stone, according to their birth. 11. You shall engrave the 2 stones, the work of a stone engraver, the engravings of a sinnet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. You shall make them set in plated work of gold. 12. And you shall put the 2 stones on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, stones of remembrance for the sons of Israel, and Aaron shall bear their names before the face of Yahuwah, on his 2 shoulders for a remembrance.
13. And you shall make plated work of gold. 14. And 2 chains of pure gold, you shall make them twisted, a work of cord, and you shall put chains of the cords on the plated work. 15. And you shall make a breast pocket of judgment, skilled work, like the work of the ephod you shall make it, gold, blue, and purple, and crimson, and bleached, twined linen you shall make it. 16. It shall be square, being doubled, its length a span and its width a span. 17. And you shall fill in its settings of stones, 4 rows of stones, a row of ruby, topaz, and carbuncle shall be the first row. 18. And the second row, emerald, sapphire and diamond. 19. And the third row, jacinth, agate and amethyst. 20. And the fourth row, chrysolite, onyx and jasper. They shall be plated with gold in their settings. 21. And the stones shall be according to the names of the sons of Israel, 12 according to their names, the engraving of a signet, they shall be each according to his name for the 12 tribes.
22. And you shall make chains of woven work on the breast pocket, a work of quartz, in pure gold. 23. And you shall make 2 rings of gold on the breast pocket, and you shall put the 2 rings on the 2 ends of the breast pocket. 24. And you shall put the 2 cords of gold on the 2 rings, at the end of the breast pocket. 25. And you shall put the 2 ends of the 2 cords on the 2 platings, and you shall put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod, to the front of it. 26. And you shall make 2 rings of gold, and you shall put them on the 2 ends of the breast pocket, on its edge, inward across from the ephod. 27. And you shall make 2 rings of gold, and you shall put them on the 2 shoulder pieces of the ephod, from beneath, at its front, near its joining, above the band of the ephod. 28. And they shall fasten the breast pocket from its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue ribbon, to be above the band, and the breast pocket may not move itself from the ephod. 29. And Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breast pocket of judgment on his heart, in his going into the set apart place, for a memorial before the face of Yahuwah continually. 30. And you shall put the Urim and the Thummim into the breast pocket of judgment, and they shall be on the heart of Aaron in his going before the face of Yahuwah, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the sons of Israel on his heart before the face of Yahuwah continually. 31. And you shall make the robe of the ephod all of blue. 32. And the mouth in its top shall be in its middle. A binding shall be all around its mouth, of woven work. It shall be like the mouth of a corselet. It may not be torn. 33. And you shall make pomegranates of blue and purple and crimson on its hem, all around on its hem. Also bells of gold shall be among them all around. 34. A bell of gold and a pomegranate, a bell of gold and a pomegranate, on the hem of the robe all around. 35. And it shall be on Aaron for ministering, and its sound shall be heard in his going into the sanctuary before the face of Yahuwah, and in his coming out, that he should not die. 36. And you shall make a plate of pure gold, and you shall engrave on it the engravings of a sinnet, set apart to Yahuwah. 37. And you shall put a ribbon of blue on it, and it shall be on the mitre, to the front of the mitre it shall be. 38. And it shall be on Aaron's forehead, and Aaron shall bear the iniquity of the set apart things which will sanctify the sons of Israel to all their set apart gifts. And it shall be on his forehead continually, for acceptance for them before the face of Yahweh. 39. And you shall weave the tunic of bleached linen, and you shall make a mitre of bleached linen, and you shall make a girdle, the work of an embroiderer. 40. And you shall make tunics for the sons of Aaron, and you shall make girdles for them, and you shall make turbans for them, for glory and for beauty. 41. And you shall clothe your brother Aaron with them, and his sons with him, and you shall anoint them, and you shall consecrate them, and you shall sanctify them, and they shall minister as priests to me. 42. And make bleached linen breeches for them, to cover the naked flesh, from the loins as far as the thighs they shall be. 43. And they shall be on Aaron and on his sons in their going into the tabernacle of the congregation, or in their drawing near to the altar to minister in the sanctuary, and so that they shall not raise up iniquity and die. It is a never-ending statute to him and to his seed after him.
Chapter 29.
1. And this is the thing which you shall do to them, to sanctify them to minister as priests to me. Take one bull, the son of the herd, and two rams without blemish. 2. And unleavened bread, and unleavened cakes poured over with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil. You shall make them a fine wheat flour. 3. And you shall put them into one basket and shall bring them near in the basket, and the bull and the two rams. 4. And you shall take Aaron and his sons to the door of the tabernacle of congregation, and you shall wash them in water. 5. And you shall take the garments, and you shall clothe Aaron with the tunic, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and you shall bind it to him with the band of the ephod.
6. And you shall put the mitre on his head, and you shall put the set-apart crown on the mitre. 7. And you shall take the oil of anointing and shall pour on his head, and shall anoint him. 8. And you shall take his sons and clothe them with tunics. 9. And you shall gird them with girdles, Aaron and his sons, and you shall bind on turbans for them, and it shall be a never-ending statute for them in the priest's office. And you shall consecrate Aaron and his sons. 10. And you shall bring near the bull before the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the bull. 11. And you shall slaughter the bull before the face of Yahweh, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 12. And you shall take of the bull's blood and shall put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. And you shall pour out all the blood at the base of the altar. 13. And you shall take all the fat that covers the inward parts, and the lobe on the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, and you shall burn them on the altar. 14. And you shall burn the flesh of the bull, and its skin, and its dung, with fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. 15. And you shall take one ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram. 16. And you shall slaughter the ram, and you shall take its blood and shall sprinkle it on the altar all around. 17. And you shall cut the ram into pieces, and you shall wash its inward parts, and its legs, and shall place them on its pieces and on its head. 18. And you shall burn all the ram on the altar. It is a burnt offering to Yahweh, a soothing fragrance. It is a fire offering to Yahweh. 19. And you shall take the second ram, and Aaron and his sons shall lay their hands on the head of the ram.
20. And you shall slaughter the ram, and you shall take of its blood and shall put it on the tip of the right ear of Aaron, and on the tip of the right ear of his sons, and on the thumb of the right hand, and on the big toe of their right foot, and you shall sprinkle the blood on the altar all around. 21. And you shall take of the blood on the altar, and the oil of anointing, and you shall sprinkle on Aaron and on his garments, and on his sons, and on his sons' garments with him. 22. And you shall take the fat from the ram, and the fat tail, and the fat that covers the inward parts, and the lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat on them, and the right leg, for it is a ram of consecration. 23. Also one loaf of bread, and one cake of oil bread, and one wafer, from the basket of unleavened bread which is before the face of Yahweh. 24. And you shall put all on the hands of Aaron and on the hands of his sons, and you shall wave them, a wave offering before the face of Yahweh. 25. And you shall take them from their hands, and you shall burn the burnt offering on the altar for a soothing fragrance before the face of Yahweh. It is a fire offering to Yahweh. 26. And you shall take the breast from the ram of consecration which is on Aaron, and you shall wave it a wave offering before the face of Yahweh. It shall be your portion. 27. And you shall sanctify the breast of the wave offering, and the shoulder of the heave offering, which is waved and which is lifted from the ram of consecration, from what is Aaron's, and from what is to his sons. 28. And it shall be for Aaron and for his sons for a never-ending statute from the sons of Israel. It is for a heave offering, and it shall be a heave offering from the sons of Israel from the sacrifices of their peace offerings, their heave offering to Yahweh. 29. And the set-apart garments which are Aaron's shall be his sons after him, for anointing in them and for filling their hands in them. 30. The priest shall put them on 7 days, the one from his sons taking his place, the one who comes into the tabernacle of the congregation to minister in the sanctuary. 31. And you shall take the ram of consecration, and you shall boil its flesh in a sanctuary. 32. And Aaron and his sons shall eat the flesh of the ram and the bread which is in the basket at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. 33. And they shall eat those things by which atonement is made to consecrate them, to sanctify them. And a stranger shall not eat, for they are set apart. 34. And if any is left of the flesh of consecration, and of the bread, until the morning, you shall burn what is left with fire. It shall not be eaten, for it is set apart. 35. And so you shall do to Aaron and to his sons, according to all which I have instructed you. You shall consecrate them 7 days. 36. And you shall offer a bull of a sin offering daily for atonement. And you shall purify the altar in your making atonement for it, and you shall anoint it to sanctify it. 37. You shall make atonement 7 days for the altar, and shall sanctify it, and the altar shall become most set apart, all touching the altar becomes set apart. 38. And this is what you shall offer on the altar: 2 lambs daily, sons of a year, continually. 39. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the second lamb you shall offer between the evenings. 40. And a tenth of fine flour anointed with beaten oil, a fourth of a hin, and a drink offering, a fourth of a hin of wine, for the one lamb. 41. And you shall offer the second lamb between the evenings. You shall do to it like the morning food offering and its drink offering, for a soothing fragrance, a fire offering to Yahweh.
42. This shall be a continual burnt offering to your generations, at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the face of Yahweh, there where I meet you to speak to you there. 43. And I will meet the sons of Israel here, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. 44. And I will sanctify the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar. And I will sanctify Aaron and his sons to minister as priests to me. 45. And I will dwell in the midst of the sons of Israel, and I will be Elohim to them. 46. And they shall know that I am Yahweh their Elohim, who brought them out from the land of Egypt, that I may dwell in their midst. I am Yahweh their Elohim.
Chapter 30.
1. And you shall make an altar, a place for burning incense, you shall make it of acacia wood. 2. It shall be a cubit in length and a cubit in width, it shall be square. And its height shall be 2 cubits, its horns are to be a part of itself. 3. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, its top, and its walls all around, and its horns. And you shall make a wreath of gold for it all around. 4. And you shall make 2 rings of gold for it under its wreath, you shall make its 2 corners on its 2 sides, and they shall be housings for poles, to lift them up by it. 5. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood, and you shall overlay them with gold. 6. And you shall put it before the veil which is beside the ark of the testimony, in front of the mercy seat which is over the testimony, there where I meet you. 7. And Aaron shall burn incense of perfume on it morning by morning, when he dresses the lamps he shall burn it. 8. And when Aaron sets up the lamps between the evenings he shall burn it, a perpetual incense before the face of Yahweh for your generations. 9. You shall not offer up strange incense on it, and burnt offering and food offering, and you shall not pour out a drink offering, to go up on it. 10. And Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once in a year, from the blood of the sin offering of the atonement once in the year he shall make atonement on it for your generations, it is most set apart to Yahweh. 11. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 12. When you lift up the head of the sons of Israel, of those numbered, each one shall give the ransom of his soul to Yahweh when numbering them, and there shall not be a plague among them when numbering them. 13. They shall give this, everyone passing over to those numbered, half a shekel, by the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 gerahs being a shekel, half a shekel as an offering to Yahweh. 14. Everyone passing over to those numbered, from a son of 20 years and upward, shall give the offering of Yahweh. 15. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel, to give the offering of Yahweh, to make atonement for your souls. 16. And you shall take the silver of atonement from the sons of Israel and you shall give it to the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be for the sons of Israel for remembrance before the face of Yahweh, to make atonement for your souls. 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 18. And you shall make a bronze laver for washing, and its base bronze. And you shall put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and you shall put water there. 19. And Aaron and his sons shall wash from it, their hands and their feet. 20. As they go into the tabernacle of the congregation they shall wash with water, and shall not die, or as they draw near to the altar to minister, to burn a fire offering to Yahweh.
21. And they shall wash their hands and their feet, and shall not die, and it shall be a never-ending statute to them, to him and to his seed for their generations. 22. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 23. And you take spices for yourself, the best, 500 of pure myrrh, and its half of spicy cinnamon, 250 shekels, and 250 of aromatic calamus. 24. And 500 of cassa, by the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. 25. And you shall make it an oil of set apart anointing, ointment compound, the work of a perfumer, an oil of set apart anointing it shall be.
26. And you shall anoint with it the tabernacle of the congregation and the ark of the testimony. 27. And the table and all its vessels and the altar of incense. 28. And the altar of burnt offering, and all its vessels, and the laver and its base.
29. And you shall sanctify them, and they shall become most set apart. Everything touching them shall become set apart. 30. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and you shall consecrate them to minister as priests to me. 31. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, this shall be a set apart anointing oil for me for your generations.
32. It shall not be poured on the flesh of man, and you shall not make any like it in its proportion, it is set apart. It shall be set apart to you. 33, if a man prepares any like it, or who gives from it to a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people.
34, and Yahweh said to Moses, take perfumes for yourself, spices, stacked, and aniture, and galbanum, spices, and pure frankincense, a part shall be for a part. 35, and you shall make it incense, an ointment, a work of a perfumer, salted, pure and set apart. 36. And you shall grind some of it fine, and put some of it in front of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, where I meet you. It shall be most set apart to you. 37. And the incense which you make, in its proportion, you shall not make for yourselves. It shall be set apart to you for Yahweh. 38. If a man makes any like it, to smell of it, he shall be cut off from his people.
Chapter 31.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Behold, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, to the tribe of Judah. 3. And I have filled him with the spirit of Elohim in wisdom, and in intelligence, and in knowledge, and in all workmanship. 4. To devise designs, to work in gold and in silver and in bronze. 5. And in cutting of stones for finishings, and in carving of wood, to work in all workmanship. 6. And behold, I have given with him Aholiab the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. And in the heart of every wise-hearted one I have given wisdom, and they shall make all which I have instructed you. 7. The tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat which is going up over it, and all the vessels of the tabernacle. 8. And the table and its vessels, and the pure lampstand and all its vessels, and the altar of incense.
9. And the altar of burnt offering and all its vessels, and the laver and its base. 10. And the woven garments, and the set-apart garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons, to minister as priests. 11. And the oil of anointing, and the incense of perfumes for the sanctuary, according to all which I have instructed you, they shall do. 12. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
13. And you speak to the sons of Israel, charging them, only my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you for your generation, to know that I am Yahweh your sanctifier. 14. And you shall keep the Sabbath, for it is set apart for you. The profaners of it shall sure be executed, for every one doing work in it, that soul shall be cut off from the midst of his people. 15. Work may be done 6 days, and on the seventh day is our Sabbath of rest, set apart to Yahweh. Every one doing work on the Sabbath day surely shall be put to death. 16. And the sons of Israel shall guard the Sabbath, to observe and do the Sabbath for their generations. It is a never-ending covenant. 17. It is a sign forever between me and the sons of Israel. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
18. And when he finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, he gave to Moses the 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone, written by the finger of Elohim.